Noe and the Net, Noelia's Secret. Written by Carolina Ingvall. Read by Jennifer Gardner. Are you coming to get your breakfast, Noe? I turn up the volume on my phone and pull the covers over my head when I hear Mum call. The colours on my screen flicker in the darkness of my little makeshift fort as I hum along to the music. I feel like I'm in the music video myself. I dance just like they do on my phone. Breakfast time, calls Mum again, a little more sharply this time, as if she's been waiting for a week, which she hasn't, of course. Max 10 minutes. It's warm under the covers. My hair sticks to my sweaty cheeks, but I don't want to get up, not yet. There's still ages to go until school starts. Mum knocks on my door. Darling, can you come along now, please? Just a minute. But you'll be late, honey, just like yesterday, says Mum, and I hear her head back to the kitchen. I said I'm coming. I throw the covers off me. Sunshine pours in around the edges of my roller blinds, lighting it up in the shape of a picture frame. Bright, warm spring weather radiates outside, but I'd still rather just stay in bed. Noe! Mum sounds really irritated now. I just know her eyebrows are going to be all crunched down into a V-shape. Mum's name is Mona. She works with old people, and everyone thinks she looks really cool. She wears long brown dreadlocks wrapped up like a bun atop her head and big hoops in her ears, which dangle and clink. But she has her angry side too. She's not all cool. I force my bare legs over the edge of the bed. The floor is cold. Everyone says I've grown lately. They say I'm going to grow to be at least as tall as my mum. Just getting dressed. Okay, Noelia. I sigh to myself. Mum only calls me Noelia when she's angry. Normally, when I'm still playing and she doesn't get that I just want to finish. If you don't come down this instant, I'm taking your phone. I swing around. She's standing in the doorway with her hands on her hips. Her cucumber green leggings hang around her legs. Mum just doesn't get it. I might as well be alone like normal. I quickly set my phone screen side down on my bedside table. It pings and Mum raises her eyebrow. Who are you texting?
Nobody.
My cheeks flame up even though I don't want them to.
Nobody?
Nobody, I say, and turn to look out the window. I got a phone of my own on my last birthday to play games and watch videos, nothing else. Mum said that there were nasty people on the internet who want to talk to children, so I'm not allowed to chat with anyone. And I know that. Mum smiles and winks with one eye. When she comes home from work, she normally sits in the kitchen and scrolls on her own phone. She doesn't listen to me when I try to tell her about things that have happened at school. Very good, Noe, she might say, even if I've been telling her about how Alex didn't want to hang out with me again. So then I just go quiet and take off to my room, where my new friend is waiting for me.